Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's myself, the captain, and
Nikki,
and Richie Rich, and oh wait, no, there's only three chairs. We got some calls on hold. We'll get to those.
Because Nikki was checking the stain on her shirt
momentarily.
Again,
what did you spill, Nikki?
Watermelon.
Are you? This is why we can't have nice things in the studio, Nikki.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
But yeah. Here she is.
Yeah. In all her glory.
Yeah. Well, at least I brought a nice plate of watermelon to share.
So. You did. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's nice of you. Yeah,
you're
it's
welcome.
We enjoy that stuff.
I love watermelon. Because what's my ears? I only do the long thing.
603-283-6160. We've been talking about Slaughterbots.
Slaughterbots.
These are AI killing machines. Right?
Sure.
Stuff of science fiction previously up until now. Where the AI is given a set of profile parameters and then unleashed to go and find people who fit these parameters and eliminate their lives. Without,
it's totally not racist, though.
Without any human interaction.
You know, what is racist is a lot of those AI facial recognition things actually struggle separating black folk. Like, that's documented.
Well, because they were programmed by white folk, right?
I get why. That's totally why.
No, it's not.
No, that's why. It's because they're programmed by white people.
I mean,
don't know how to program
like,
in there.
I don't know what the actual ethnic makeup of computer programmers is, but I would be willing.
White.
I would be
mostly
willing.
White and Indian.
I would. Yeah, I was going to say I'd be willing to bet it's not even half white.
Okay.
I'm just saying that from anecdotal experience, having worked in tech companies, and like when you got to go talk to the developers, like sure, customer service might be, you know, English speaking customer service might be all white, or tech support, or even QA for that matter. But you go to the devs, and like they're from all over the place, man.
Okay.
And you know, multi ethnic, multi racial.
You would think they would be able to separate out black folks.
I would think so. So I have no explanation for why that occurs in technology.
Okay. But you accept that it does.
I've seen data that seems to point to the fact that yes, indeed, facial recognition has a problem separating persons of color, specifically those that we call black.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah.
And then now this.
No, I'm not saying it's fair.
Okay.
But I accept
the way you phrased it.
I accept the data points to that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like you were, I just said black, and you went a roundabout way to get to basically the same thing.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Right. But I was trying to explain how I did arrive at the conclusion. Like I saw some data.
He's showing
and
his work with the arithmetic.
Long division.
I'm just skipping to the end.
Yeah.
But so you have software that can't separate them, right? And then you put this in there to eliminate them.
Yeah, well, and, like, there's already wearable technology designed to obfuscate facial recognition.
Okay.
You can get a full-face balaclava that does the thing. I'm trying to remember what comic book it was where the thing just moves around all the time. It's like a white splotch.
Watchmen?
Yeah, Watchmen, yeah.
Rorschach. Yeah.
And so the thing just sort of moves around. There's other ones that... like, they appear to be a solid color to humans, but to the facial recognition sensors, it gives off all sorts of different things. It reflects in a different way, and it confuses them so that, you know, you're not getting recognized. And there's something else. I can't remember what it is. There's a certain type of fabric that's being used. Also, recently deployed has been the actual cloak of invisibility.
Ooh.
Right? This is a, you know, a piece of fabric that you wrap yourself in, and it somehow intelligently derives what the environment you're in looks like and makes it impossible for somebody to see that you're there.
Yeah, like in Harry Potter.
Just like in Harry Potter and many things before it, right? This is not a new imagined thing, but like the reality is that science is catching up to science fiction. Right.
As it does.
Slaughterbots are here. This is not something out of Terminator. I mean, maybe it is, but like, it is real, mm-hmm. right? Whereas Terminator was fiction, Slaughterbots are non-fiction. So, and we'll talk more about that as we go. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Law Dog calling from Michigan. Law Dog, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Andale.
Speedy Gonzalez?
Nelly and the St. Lunatic smoking some Maui Wowie. That's what they sound like. But how you doing tonight, Ian?
Ian is not in the studio tonight.
Oh, how about Captain Kickass?
That's me. I'm good, thanks.
Captain Kickass, can I cut a demo tape here with you? I want to audition for your band.
What do you play?
Play anything, I just sing.
What do you sing?
Songs by Shelly Fat Ray. A long time ago, she was on the Donna Reed show, and it was called Johnny Angel. And
karaoke.
Yeah.
You're gonna try to sing over your crappy phone connection, and okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Here I'll go outside just a second. It's a song called Johnny Angel.
You just lost the best opportunity
to
just
change your words here a little bit. It goes like this:
right.
Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, he's a crackhead to me. Hunter Biden, it's the big guy. He's cognitively compromised. Joe Biden, please get 46 lobotomized. Nancy Pelosi, you are an old skank, a fascist ice cream eating clown. Take AOC, heresy, and Gretch Whitless to Chinatown. Six gets you a roll with a free fortune cookie for Eric swallowed well for his Cindy Fang Bang Nookie Gavin Newsom. It's free French laundry bread, and for you, my hunter boy, it's crack for you, crackhead, Miss Carrie. Time for a lawsuit against that brain dead 46. Monetary Halloween treats for dirty defense diaper Joseph's dirty tricks. Oh, you gotta love it. It's going nationwide because I am bad like TZ Talk.
Law Dog, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Don't we have a buzzer or something?
Maybe. Okay. Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll get our producers on it.
I can't really get the hook.
Get the hook.
What would be great, but probably never happen, is if someone out there in listener land with some audio mixing skills were to download tonight's episode after it's done, take his singing, you know, just edit that out and capture that. Run it through an auto-tune so that it's in tune, and then, like, put a beat to it.
Yeah.
Right? And then email it to us or whatever, you know, mark at freetalklive.com.
This is your homework assignment, Scooby.
Somebody.
Scooby, get him something to do besides working on his.
I don't think he listens to the show.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as a man with that kind of skills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe any at all. I'm not sure. It's hard to tell. But yeah, I can imagine that happening. Let's move on to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Dagwood.
Is this Landy? Is this Skyler again?
I got disconnected.
Is this Skyler again?
No.
No?
Let's find out what he wants to talk about.
All right, what's your name?
Dagwood.
Dagwood?
Dagwood.
All right, what's on your mind?
I have a question. Are you guys familiar with, HOAs, Home Associations?
Homeowners Associations. I have some experience with those, yes.
Okay, well, here's my question. We have it's basically a therapeutic animal, it's a cat for my wife, and they made it into a bylaws now that where you can't own a service animal or whatever that therapeutic part is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can they do that legally?
What state are you in?
I own a condominium, 1,200 square footage, and I've been there for like 9 years, and we've had this cat there for 7 of the years. And the homeowners just made a rule or a law, I guess it's called,
yeah,
that you can't have any type of animal under any circumstances. Can't really do that, can they?
It depends on how chummy they are with the law, I guess. My understanding is that if you purchased your condominium under a certain set of bylaws for the HOA, that you should be able to be grandfathered in if your residence is there.
Right.
And it's been known to them that you've had this pet the whole time.
Yeah.
That's my understanding. Now, I could be wrong. I'm not an attorney, so, you know, consult your local, if you have somebody, an organization, sometimes a renter's guild or something like that will be available depending on what state it's in.
Or just run to be on the board of directors, right?
Yeah.
Go work within the system to make changes within the system.
Yeah, HOAs.
That's the thing. I have talked to an attorney, and he's also said that it's kind of BS. So I'm not understanding why they keep pushing it, because I am grandfathered in. They all agreed to it. But now in the new bylaws that they've written up, that they said grandfathering is not allowed anymore.
That's kind of crazy, especially for a cat. Like,
it's only for one cat that's been there for 7 years.
Honestly,
and it doesn't go in any common areas or anything like that. So.
I mean, well, you must live in a pretty small place then, like whatever, you know what I mean?
Square footage.
No, but I mean not square footage, like the amount of people that are within the homeowners association, because it's pretty common to have, like, cats are a pretty common animal that people have in apartments and condos and trailers and stuff like the typical HOA establishments. I mean, cats are like easy, common, clean animals. It's
not
like,
it would be like
you have a vicious dog or something.
And that's where it all started, is one of the owners had a little dog that would keep yapping throughout the night, and I think that's what stirred up the whole pot.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, singling out that one person, they just decided to do to everybody.
Well, so break the rule, keep your cat.
Right? I am, absolutely.
And then sue them, because that's the only... You know, you already got an attorney, right? That's within the confines of our current system. That's the recourse.
Yeah.
Right? You have to get adjudicated.
Yeah, you laughed at the situation, so.
But then I also like Richie Rich's idea of you running to be on the board of the HOA.
Oh, that was kind of, okay.
I wouldn't mind being in there. I just don't like the drama and the politics that go along with all that.
I'd
rather stay by myself. And
Without people like you doing that kind of thing, though, this is what HOAs do. HOAs in their current existence, like in a free market, an HOA is, in my mind, a good idea for communities, right?
Yeah, to a point, I agree.
But under the current, we'll call it a tyranny of law, HOAs become predatory. And what I mean by that is... they will do things to try and oust certain people from the community in order to reap the benefits of that property selling at a higher rate. Yeah, you know as well as I do right now that property prices are through the roof. They're in demand, right?
Yeah.
There's more demand than there is supply, and so it's ridiculous the amount of money. So, like, there could be ulterior motives going on here with the HOA regarding you.
I don't know if eliminating the government actually removes that motivation, though, for an HOA.
I think that's kind of just like the nature of them.
Yeah.
Well, so what it does is having the government gives the HOA an agency of violence with which to implement their evil, whereas in the absence of government, they have to do it through the community process.
Right, but
they have to develop their own processes for that stuff.
True, but the community process still would have some sort of recourse to oust someone.
Sure. But it wouldn't be calling the monopoly on violence to come and, you know, arrest somebody.
Be calling the private provider of violence.
Don't I have to, like, engage in some way for, like you said, violence or something for them to be engaged in that way?
Well, don't get violent over the cat,
no,
right?
I'm not, but I'm just saying this. I stay by myself. I don't talk to anybody there. My wife and I just do our thing. We talk to certain people.
But you've got the attorney. You've got the attorney.
Yeah,
see if you can file a civil case.
Well, that's what we planned, but we were just hoping, you know, that they would just knock it off, and we wouldn't have to go that far. I was just kind of wondering if there's any callers that might know any more information about it, or
I mean,
it's just stupid in my eyes.
You can throw it out to the callers, but you have a local attorney, right? Like he's going to be the best source of information, and if he's not. Right, then find one that is, because they've got access to the local law books. And if you're already paying him, you know, a retainer or whatever for his services, right, a sternly worded letter from the attorney, right, may have some weight with the HOA, because when they receive that sternly worded letter from the attorney, right, they can foresee a lawsuit on the horizon and may act to prevent that.
Yeah, kind of a shot across the bow.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, what happened with the dog? Did the people with the dog move out, or did they get rid of their dog?
They sold their place and they left.
Wow.
And there's another person that has a bird, so one that, you know, just built every now and then, and they're in the process of selling as well.
Wow, so people are just leaving.
Oh, they are.
Well, I have an animal, so I'm going to leave.
Before you leave, release two rabbits.
Well, they didn't like those people to begin with.
And,
So
I'm wondering, so have you already tried to have, like, a human interaction with the board or whoever to be like, hey, we have a cat. It doesn't really do anything. You know, it's quiet. It's not messy. It's not destroying the plate. Like, there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to have my cat. Have you already tried to have that conversation and that just didn't really go anywhere?
Yes, ma'am. We talked to every single, there's five people on the board. That's the five. We talked to every single one of them, and every one of them has a different answer. But when they get together, it seems like they have one solid answer.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah,
I appreciate it. It's just, I was curious if there's any other law that may have just helped me out in the process.
I mean, give out the number. You can see if somebody...
Yeah, 603-283-6160 if you think you have some more information to help our caller here. Feel free to call us back and let us know how this turns out. And thank you for the call tonight. That was interesting. I don't like HOAs currently. I see potential with some type of an HOA organization, community organization, in the absence of government. Not the exact same, you know, HOA as it exists, but that's probably for a different night. Let's go on to this unscreened caller. You are live on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Oh, Oliver.
Hey, Oliver. Where are you calling from?
Chester, Virginia.
Okay. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, now Bagwood's on my mind. That's an awful story, man. I mean, dang. They're going to take the, you know, especially when somebody gets older, they got a pet, you know, and I mean, you get your best friend there when you come home or hang out every day. And look at that. I mean, you know, I got a girlfriend that's the president of one of them HOA things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, solar and wind power, it ain't going to work. But if I had enough money to put some on my roof, it'd be great. You know what I mean? Might end up paying off, and certainly you'd have some power when the lines go down or something, maybe.
Yep.
But she says, no, all neighborhood has trees, so the people got to cut the got to maybe top a tree here and there so you get some sun on the solar. So she goes around telling everybody how high the bush can be and what color the mailbox got to be painted. But I just feel bad about that. But anyway, the reason I called was Tennessee. I heard you talking about the taxes when you cross the Georgia line.
Yeah.
And so what that is they have no payroll tax in Tennessee. Therefore, they make it up with the sales tax. Here in Virginia, it's like 4.5%. In Tennessee, it might be 10-11%. Back 15 years ago when I was working out there. Anyway, and the other thing was, I wanted to know what y'all's thoughts was on the Bidens. You know, particularly Hunter and Joe. And
I'm against them.
What did I get? I'm sorry.
What was the question?
The
Bidens.
Oh.
Hunter and Joe Biden.
Yeah, like Hunter and Joe, because, you know, like you talk about watching the TV, you know, there's some pretty damning information that's going to come out here. And you listen to certain TV stations, and they won't talk about it. And even my other TV station now, they're getting to where it seems like they're kind of curious on it. I'm a radio man. That's why I'm listening
was,
to you.
Was there something specific about them you wanted us to comment on, or just how we feel about the family in general?
Well, it appears that they're taking a whole lot of money. That the man was over there bribing the fella that was investigating the company that Hunter was working for. You know, he told everybody right in front of everybody that I told him, you know, I got $1 billion on this airplane. We're leaving in 6 hours, and you're going to fire that investigator. And son of a bee, this guy's over here giving interviews.
The brass of Joe Biden to admit all the illegal things he's done. And some time ago, I don't know if this was pre-election or post-election, you might be able to look this up. There's like one of those long form interviews with Joe Biden, at the beginning of his political career. And in the interview, they talked about how does it work? And I don't remember the exact quote, but he basically said, these people come to me and they ask me for a favor and they give me some money for it. And then I do them a favor. Right. And he just admitted that he started taking bribes from, the beginning. And in the 70s, I guess nobody cared because he got elected, right? He was like the young guy at the time, right? But from then, he exposed it, and nobody cared. So when he goes up to the World Economic Forum or wherever he said that, and just bragged about, bribing an official for dropping a case or whatever, that's consistent with his entire career, and nobody does anything about it.
And honestly, I don't really expect anything more from politicians. You know what I mean? I'm just going to assume that most politicians are accepting bribes and, they're doing things.
But they don't talk about it.
But and that's the thing. So they keep it under wraps. But, I mean, you can assume that almost all politicians, especially high up ones, are doing things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised by it. A little surprising that he's just openly admitting it in the 70s. These days, he's, clearly senile and very confused.
Now he just lies about everything.
Yeah, and it's just, to me, the biggest issue with Joe Biden right now is the fact that he is unfit to even, he can't take care of himself. I mean, he's clearly senile. He needs, elderly care. I mean, he needs memory care. He needs to be...
Should be in hospice.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. And it's why are we electing these politicians who it's like, should they...
Because
they have
better than Trump, man.
Well, it's just embarrassing. It's like they have one foot on the banana peel and the other in the grave. What is the point? Any decision that the Bidens make or any decision that Mitch McConnell makes is not going to affect them because they're about to die.
Hey, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. We've got more of your calls. And if we have time, we'll talk more about Slaughterbots. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday Night Edition.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Some battleground states are looking into the potential of having former President Trump removed from the ballot using the 14th Amendment to address the Capitol insurrection on January 6th. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has dismissed his defense minister. The war with Russia is in its 19th month. Tens of thousands were stranded at the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert after a weekend of soaking rain. Coco Gauff is the first American teenager since Serena Williams more than 20 years ago to reach the quarters at the U.S. Open in back-to-back years. She defeated Caroline Wozniacki in three sets on Sunday. At the movies, The Equalizer 3 is leading the box office with a projected $41 million. The Denzel Washington flick is also the second-best Labor Day weekend debut. Jerry Varmesh, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Final segments of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The captain's, tomorrow technically is the 4-year anniversary of my first appearance ever here on Free Talk Live. Outside, like, I called in a few times as a listener, but I never called in as Captain Kickass. I was called in as some other, I'd make something up, Freedom Guy or, you know, something like that. The first time was on the Labor Day weekend. There was somebody needed the day off, long holiday weekend, whatever. There was a seat open, and I got invited, and I just never left. I'm still here.
And the show is better off for it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. I do want to say thank you to tonight's amplifier, Leah. We want to thank you for being a silver-level amplifier. That means Leah gives $5 a month to the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. What is the AMPS program? Well, it stands for amplifier, and the idea is that you contribute some quantity of money to this show to help us advertise, market, promote, and support the message of freedom. That usually translates into us getting on more radio stations. We're currently on, I think, 180-ish.
That's the goal.
Radio stations. Yeah, we could be on 200, 250, 300 radio stations. Not out of the question. It really is up to you. If you enjoy the show, the premise of the philosophy of freedom, the perspective of peace, liberty, and prosperity that we bring, then please consider becoming an amplifier. I think it's the best use of your charity Liberty Dollar, because, you know, the more people that come to the philosophies of freedom, the more free we'll all be. So thank you again, Leah, for your contribution. We appreciate you. You can find out more over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. All right, let's move back to Slaughterbots, because it is a reality and no longer science fiction. Terms like Slaughterbots and killer robots remind people of science fiction movies like The Terminator, which features a self-aware human-like robot assassin. This fuels the assumption that lethal autonomous weapons are of the far future, but that is incorrect. In reality, weapons which can autonomously select target and kill humans already exist. A 2021 report by the UN panel of experts on Libya documented the use of a lethal autonomous weapon system hunting down retreating forces. Since then, there have been numerous reports of swarms and other autonomous weapon systems being used on battlefields around the world. The accelerating rate of these use cases is a clear warning that the time to act is quickly running out.
Or past, if it's already being deployed, like the moment is missed.
They do have some additional information.
I mean, they're turning drones, you know, they're getting rid of like fireworks and turning those into like drone light shows. Right, so can you imagine a swarm of synchronous drones just raining fire on wherever they're targeting?
Right, and the thing about drones, too, is like they don't have to be big. They can be small, but if they operate in a large enough quantity, they can actually be more damaging than a large drone.
Yeah.
Right? They can, you know, shield a portion of the swarm from, you know, any sort of counterattack while it's happening. They can break up into, you know, multiples. They can, you know, instead of being one big swarm, they can be two smaller swarms or multiple smaller swarms, depending on the number involved in the swarm already.
It's harder to shoot them down because you got to shoot all of them down.
Right. Yeah. Imagine being attacked by millions of deadly bumblebees. Right, that's harder to defend than being shot at by or having a bomb dropped on you. Right.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. I don't know if I.
Okay.
Continue.
They have a couple of links here for like the first documented use.
I can outrun bumblebees more than I outrun a bomb.
Yeah, the bomb does sound a little bit more dramatic.
Have you not seen the episode of Black Mirror where they have the swarm of the?
No.
So, all right, in the episode,
I was thinking maybe like a hawk.
In the episode, they do a take on, we all know the bee population is dwindling, and there's some people who are concerned because the bees got to pollinate the flowers of the plants in order for the plants to do their thing, and if the bees die off, well, we're not going to have any food.
Yeah, right? Or a bee movie.
Is basically, right, basically the assumption here. So what happens is some upcoming tech company invents drone bees.
They did that, yeah.
Right? And so now these drones are, you know, released out into the wild, and they go around pollinating plants or whatever. Yeah. And, of course, the tech company had to leave a back door, if you will, for the government to, you know, have some sort of, you know, use the bees' sensors, right, to, you know, whatever it needed to do to spy on people or whatever the hell it was going to do. And so somebody hacked this new technology and started, it would put up a thing on social media and have people vote on who should die. No. Should it be guy, that guy, or the other guy, or why? And it was all like a celebrity or somebody in the news, right? Oh, this person made the news. Who do you want to die? And they'd vote on this, and then the swarm would go and attack that person.
That's crazy. Okay.
This is Charlie Brooker from 5-7 years ago, right? But this stuff is available now.
No, I've heard about the pollinating drones.
Right. So, like, this is no longer science fiction, is what I'm saying. They have a couple of links here that say first documented use of a lethal autonomous weapon, March of 2021, and the first documented use of a drone swarm in combat, June of 2021. They ask the question, of course, what's being done about it? Well,
nothing.
Complaining.
The International Committee of the Red Cross position, we do not need to be resigned to an inevitable future with Slaughterbots. The global community has successfully prohibited classes of weaponry in the past, from biological weapons to landmines, both of which exist. So their prohibition didn't really do
anything. Yeah, they're not really doing a good job.
And with those efforts, the International Committee of the Red Cross recommends that states adopt new legally binding rules to regulate lethal autonomous weapons. Importantly, the International Red Cross does not recommend a prohibition of all military applications of AI, only of specific types of autonomous weapons. There are many applications of military AI already in use that do not raise such concerns, such as automated missile defense systems.
What they have to do is wait for all of the larger militaries to get their hands on the technology and build up an armory of these things,
mm-hmm.
right, and then prohibit everyone else from doing so as well.
Wait, say that again?
You let the big, you know, the big militaries, like the United States, Russia, China, to build up their arsenal of these little killer robot drones, and then you pass the international law that none of these smaller states are allowed.
And how does that help prevent anyone from having these?
It doesn't, but that's just what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Oh, you're making a prediction?
Yeah.
I thought you were offering a solution. Sorry.
No,
I
didn't catch that. Again,
I think he's being realistic.
Solution. Yeah. The solution is that, you know, Ernie Hancock's on the air now, right? So one of the things I got from him is if they can, then they are.
Right.
Yeah. Right? So if it's possible for those things to be used for nefarious purposes,
they are.
Then you can rest assured they are already using it for nefarious purposes.
Right. Well, we've already seen, what was the, birds are not real.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Right. Well, that was a result of the bird drones.
Yeah.
Right? So we know that those exist. We know they have insect drones already.
Right.
And so, I mean,
so you can't prohibit it. It's out in the open.
Right.
There's no stopping it. It's what can you do? How are you going to live with it? Right. And how are you going to prevent yourself from being targeted by it?
So in my opinion, the only, defense here is for all of this information to become available openly.
I mean, that's a good start.
We just broadcasted it. It's open. It's out there. These are years ago.
I mean, more specifically, like, if I could 3D print one of these drones myself.
Okay.
Right? Now everybody has the ability to print and use these. Okay. Right? And so that will level the playing field in, you know, some way. The same way, having the ability to 3D print a gun sort of levels the playing field and sort of, you know, wins the debate on gun control and all that kind of thing. Because once people can manufacture their own weaponry, right, the laws sort of go out the door.
Well, okay, so let's hypothetically, you're manufacturing your own drone.
Yeah.
And someone else has their drone swarm come at you, right? And your drone swarm goes out and defends against those drones.
Right.
You have no idea who sent them. So you're constantly under attack by an unknown threat that you can't repel because it's just drone-on-drone warfare. And so it's an arms race. Like, you got to continue to 3D print your drones to repel their threat without knowing who's trying to attack you.
Right. It's not Star Wars, the Clone Wars. It's Earth, the Drone Wars.
There you go.
Interesting.
But it's already there. I mean, it's good to have that line of defense.
Yes.
But it's insufficient to keep you safe in the long run.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, if one nation only has nuclear weapons, then every other nation becomes their bitch.
Right.
But if all the nations have nuclear weapons, then they all got to figure out how to cooperate and get along.
Which is why they'll ban it after the big ones get it.
Right. We can talk more about this, of course, but let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Gigi calling from South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, excuse me.
Put down the bong, Gigi.
Here, everyone. Good evening.
I
have a bit of information I hope will assist the gentleman who called about he and his wife with the cat.
Oh, the HOA. Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
I am not living in his municipality, so it's a different jurisdiction. Mm. However, I feel it's always important to help, because knowledge is power, and don't let anyone screw you over.
I love
okay.
it.
So what do you know, Gigi?
Yeah, I can barely hear you guys. Is it my phone or the connection?
It might be the connection. We can hear you just fine, so go ahead.
Okay, perfect. And last week, I thought my time was up. That's why I hung up. And my husband said, they're calling you, Gigi. Where are you?
It's all right. It happens
Sorry
all the time.
Sorry about that, guys.
No
okay.
worries.
You're keeping
For
us in suspense.
Gentleman who called, and I conversed with my husband prior to calling the show just now as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is known in the legal community as detrimental reliance. When you rely upon something in good faith prior to, in other words, this gentleman had already established residency living in the condo. Therefore, bylaws after the fact cannot be enforced legally, because if you rely upon it and it's to your detriment, it ain't going to work. It's not kosher. And good luck in the HOO attempting to enforce something after the fact when this gentleman had already established his residency, either as the owner or a leaser, subrenter, whatever you want to call it.
If board of directors in the HOA aren't allowed to change anything.
So the phrase is detrimental reliance. And it would be very, very difficult for an HOA to enforce a bylaw or bylaws, whatever the fact may be, after the fact. He should not worry.
Okay. Richie Rich, you had something to say?
Well, I mean, HOAs have board of directors, and they're there to do a thing, right? And if they're not allowed to, like, make changes to the rules...
Mm-hmm.
Then functionally, what is their purpose? And if the rule changes don't affect anyone in the HOA,
well,
what is the point?
The phrase that all of you were using earlier, grandfathered in,
yeah.
is not only an acceptable legal argument for residential purposes, but it's also used professionally within many employment entities.
So the board of directors of an HOA... When they change the rules of the HOA, that only affects people who join
new
after the
people.
Fact.
Okay. People coming in with a brand new purchase of the condo okay. or leasing it from a condo owner, those are the individuals that will then be affected. Yes, they can make new changes. Yes, they can make new bylaws. However, you cannot be
Doesn't
relying upon something
difficult?
To your detriment prior to the fact. So it's for new purchasers and new residents.
I mean, theoretically, then, if you have like a 9-unit HOA, right, you have 9 separate bylaws that everyone is operating under?
Say that again. I don't hear you.
I said, theoretically, you have an HOA with 9 units, 9 houses participating in the HOA.
Okay.
Right, and everyone came in at a different time, so everyone is operating under a different set of bylaws.
That is absolutely correct.
So there's no uniformity across the rules.
Just like when a new owner of an apartment building
okay.
or a duplex or sure. a house takes over
so how
the
do you,
existing lease for the rentor or
it.
Rentors.
I got it, but how do you,
still
how do you
in
enforce
effect
9 different
until
sets
that
of
lease
rules?
Expires.
How do you enforce 9 different sets of rules? It seems like
by
it'd be an
lease.
Enforcement nightmare.
By the
oh,
lease
so it's
agreement,
per lease.
By the date of purchase and or
yeah.
entering unit for subleasing.
Yeah.
That's
so,
what
so,
it,
so
everyone
that's
has
what
a different contract.
Upon.
Right, so someone
that
comes
exactly
in there and they're like,
well,
you can't
correct.
Have a cat.
Yeah.
Right, and go like, well, he's got a cat. And they go like, well, he signed it like 6 months ago, so he can have a cat. You
well,
can.
That is yeah. what's known as being grandfathered in, as well as the legal phrase detrimental reliance.
Right.
And it also works for credit cards and consumers. That is a federal law.
Well, I mean, this sounds like it's good news for our caller.
Yeah, at least Gigi's been, you know.
Tell the gentleman, hopefully he is listening,
yes,
or if he
himself.
Does call in, every municipality, and by that I mean county, in every state of the country, has a phrase known as detrimental reliance.
All right. Well, thank you for the call tonight.
Hang on.
Are you still there?
Hold on.
You're still there. All right.
She just told you to hold on.
I was
Oh, she's telling me to hold
on?
She told you to hold on.
I'm on hold.
You're on
right.
hold.
Right. The bylaws can always be changed if it will affect in a positive or a harmful manner to the property itself. In other words, all nine units, as Richie stated.
Okay. All right.
But every municipality has what's called, it's called legislative history. If you go to law school or if you go to study as a paralegal, the phrase is called legislative history or legislative histories. But law libraries are open to anyone in the community,
yep.
anybody. And law librarians are wonderful resources. They teach, they guide, they mentor. And detrimental reliance is a big issue in landlord-tenant and small claims court.
Gigi, thank you so much for the call tonight. We appreciate you as always. And hopefully, I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Who called?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
I can't remember his name.
Dagwood?
From Tennessee.
Something Wood. Yeah,
yeah, Dagwood.
Dagwood, yes, thank you.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you
no,
said...
I was literally repeating what
I thought you said Deadwood.
Oh.
Like South Dakota, Deadwood.
Okay, no.
Yeah, moving right along, let's go
no,
to...
No, Richie, that wasn't it. It's what Nikki said.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, here in Albuquerque, we have these...
autonomous killing robots?
No, they're just drivers.
No, we have these downtown, like, arms that block the roads that, you know, stop the crazy, I guess, the boombox. They had the, I don't know, these cruising people a long time ago. That's Albuquerque culture.
The doof-doof machines?
The low riders that bounce up and down. And
oh,
I think
I
they did,
those.
Like, drive-by shootings on top of that, too.
Wow.
So... So, and then they got the ghetto blasters booming, and so they put all these arms.
But you're not in the ghetto, right?
I really want to get like, a ghetto blaster and an iPhone. Just put that together.
Well, they call it a ghetto blasters cause, or the boom boxes, the car boom boxes. So they were doing this all over downtown for decades. When I came here 20 years ago, they were doing that. And... Yeah, so recently they blocked all of downtown, and one of them got busted. Some of them just kind of like the roundabout in the South Valley, just go right over it while you're drunk, kind of. So they demolished one of these, so they're trying to find who did it.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's just, they find it necessary to block all these roads downtown for many several reasons.
Well, why do you care? You don't use the roads.
Well, I don't. Actually, I don't. I'm. You know what? I don't come out of the house after 5 o'clock. I'm usually senior citizen. You
sure.
know, I used to run around all night long in my 20s, stay up at 2 in the morning and running around downtown.
Were you a party girl?
No, I just like the nightlife, you know, I did.
She liked the nightlife? She liked the boogie?
Yeah, people dancing.
Did you disco?
You know, I used to disco, yeah. I
roller
liked all
disco.
The partying and loud music and all that stuff. And it was kind of fun to see all the cruising people that play their music loud. I mean, it was kind of entertaining, but it just, for people that live there, it must be really annoying.
Yeah, I could see that.
They have these condos that are very expensive. I think it's $3,000 a month to rent downtown or something. And those people don't want to hear all this. And then they did a lot of shootings also downtown.
I'm surprised those are still going for $3,000 a month if there's shootings and all the riffraff.
You know what road people?
The valley would go down.
You know what road people I do have a grievance with? Not like an errant. The motorcycles.
Motorcycle.
And it's like they block traffic and they're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to let everyone run the red light so we can stay together as a group and inconvenience you. And
I've never seen a group of bikers run red lights.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
I've never seen it.
You must be mistaken.
I mean, I'm not with you guys. Oh,
I lived in Sturgis for a period of time, and, like, I mean, I saw hundreds of thousands of motorcycles all roll into that place and roll out and occupy the place. And,
okay.
Like, I don't remember ever seeing. I mean, they closed the entire downtown, which is where the majority of the stoplights were.
No,
so
they've got their two little leaders, and one will block traffic on one side, and one will stop traffic on the other side, and everyone will flow through.
Really? I've never seen that happen.
I will find a video. video.
Oh, I'm sure. I believe you. But okay. I think, you know, speaking of different sorts of cyclists, I think, you know, regular
bicyclists.
Cyclists.
No. You know who I don't like? Unicyclists. Because what if that one wheel goes bad? You don't even have a backup. You can't even do a wheelie home. You're done. You got to carry the thing. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyways, they're just annoying and they get in the way. At least with a motorcycle, they kind of follow the same rules of the road and like etiquette.
I just pointed it out.
It doesn't happen in New Hampshire, really.
It does.
Not, whatever. Maybe it does. I've never seen a motorcyclist hop off their bike and stop traffic.
No, they don't hop off their bike. They just pull in front. Like, so you're at the cross, right? Their light turns green. And they'll stop in front of the crossing traffic on one side, and another one will stop on the traffic on the other side. And they'll run to the green, and then their light will turn red.
Yeah.
And because they've blocked traffic, the rest of the riding crew just flows through.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that before. But my beef with the cyclists is they're kind of in the way. They like try to stay kind of off to the side sometimes, but sometimes they're with traffic. But they can't go fast enough.
The bicyclists.
Yeah, they don't actually move fast enough to be going with traffic. It's like, get on the sidewalk.
And they also don't abide the rules of the road.
More so. Absolutely.
Sarah?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was told that we had 500 spot fire. In other words, they have these recordings. If there was a gunshot downtown, they could detect that. And they also detect the noise.
They got microphones listening for that stuff. It's creepy.
Right. Isn't it computerized spot fire? So if somebody's paying, like, to buy property downtown, we saw a small spot of property. They wanted, like, $300,000 for just the land. There's nothing on it. So, I mean, if it's that expensive, you probably want to be safe. So they don't want all this. That's why they have 500 spot fires to detect guns. They're really serious about keep making the downtown safe because it's gotten out of control before, you know?
Safe at the expense of freedom.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
That's like her favorite thing.
I also would like to take issue with bicyclists referring to themselves as bikers.
Okay.
I think that's, you know, bikers are motorcyclists and bicyclists are just that.
Yeah.
Or cyclists.
Yeah. Stop culturally appropriating me, bicyclists.
Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Richie Rich.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you to our callers and, of course, all of our listeners. If you missed any part of the program, find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.